Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hello, it's Dr. Laurie Santos, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. If you don't know, I'm a psychology professor at Yale and host of the Happiness Lab, a podcast all about the science of happiness. Today, I'm going to talk about how gratitude can genuinely make us feel better, and I'll share some tips for how to put it into practice, even if we're not feeling all that grateful. I think we can define gratitude as a sort of two-part process. First, gratitude is about recognizing the good things in your life. Oh my gosh, this is great. You know, taste of coffee, the fact that the people I love are alive. But gratitude also has a second part, which is a sort of attribution, which is to realize, like, that didn't necessarily have to be the case. The universe is giving you this wonderful gift that blessing exists, and it's a moment of thankfulness that you have it in the first place. There's evidence that if you regularly engage in a practice of gratitude, if you take time to experience things that you're thankful for, you wind up feeling better. You wind up self-reporting more positive emotions and a deeper satisfaction with life. And this can come even through the act of expressing gratitude to other people. One of my favorite studies by Marty Seligman and his colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania had subjects do what he calls a gratitude visit. He tells his subjects, "We want you to write a letter of gratitude to someone who's been especially kind to you, but you've never thanked them. And then you have to deliver that letter in person to the person in question, and you have to read it to them." Subjects predict this might feel weird or awkward or, you know, like take too much time. But what ends up happening is the people who receive these letters find them amazing. Like, they self-report it's one of the happiest moments of their lives. But what I find even more incredible is what happens to the happiness of the subjects, the people who are doing this gratitude visit. And Seligman finds that they not only get a significant boost in happiness after doing this gratitude visit, that boost seems to last for over a month. So you get a significant boost in happiness that lasts for over a month simply through expressing gratitude to other people. When people hear about gratitude practices and the importance of counting your blessings, I think sometimes people confuse it with this idea of toxic positivity, you know, which I take to mean this idea that you can't ever experience negative emotions. You have to just, you know, only experience positive emotions. That's not what gratitude is about. You can recognize that you're experiencing negative emotions. You can recognize that bad things are happening in life, but you can still do some work to either see the bright side or to notice that there are still good things in life. This was something that I experienced personally during COVID. And toxic positivity would be pretending that that wasn't awful, right? Like everything's perfect, no worries here, right? That's toxic positivity. Gratitude means recognizing that things are tough, but noticing that there are still good things. Even in the midst of lockdown, there were people I loved who were still alive, who I had the opportunity to Zoom with and connect with. And so toxic positivity is all about pretending there's nothing bad, ignoring our negative emotions. Whereas gratitude is really about noticing the blessings that are still there. And you can notice the blessings even in the worst of times. I think the simplest tip for starting a gratitude practice is to start small. You don't need to write a list of the 500 things that you're grateful for. Start with one. Every day, what's one thing that you are thankful for? Often my gratitude list is like, I saw a cat today, right? Like it doesn't have to be some mind-blowing thing. It can be really tiny. Mindfulness can be a big blessing for helping us to experience gratitude, in part because mindfulness is all about noticing stuff. That first step of gratitude is really noticing the good things. And if you're being a little bit more mindful, if you're present and paying attention, you'll start to notice the delights that are out there. You'll notice things like your partner's smile. You'll be present enough to detect the taste of your coffee. I think if you're struggling to find things you're grateful for, just asking yourself a few simple questions can help. What went well today? What was something I loved today? What was something I found delightful today? Those are just questions that can help train your attention on the good things in life. And as soon as you start to notice the good things, it becomes easier to feel more grateful for them. That's all for today. Tomorrow is my last day hosting Radio Headspace, and I want to end the week with some ways to deal with negative feelings and why we shouldn't run away from uncomfortable emotions. Until then, take care.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.